Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode number 31. Today is Saturday, August the 13th, 2016. I am your host, Stone. This is a special episode where we're not really doing it live, just doing a quick one because it's my anniversary with my wife. And if I were to do a live show, I would probably be a dead man. It would probably be my last one. So we're going to be starting this show to talk about the Legion invasion of Azeroth. So basically what's happening right now is that there's a whole bunch of different things that have been added as of August the 9th as a warm-up for the new zones that are going to be coming out on August the 30th. So one of the first things that they've added is the new Demon Hunter class. You can now play one of those, and you can be either be a Night Elf or a Blood Elf. Basically, if you are going to play this class and abide by the Iron Man rules, you should be unequipping all gear, which means all 16 greens that you have when your character is first created. During the course of the initial starting zone, where you go from level 98 to 100, you are eventually going to be forced to equip two blue war glaives. You also need to unequip those. The Demon Hunter class is not going to be on the main list. It's going to be a completely separate list because, you know, they're starting at 98. So, you know. We are also not going to be considering them Iron Victors of any kind unless they go to 110. And even then, to be perfectly honest, they're not going to get as much fanfare by hitting 110 as a regular class would. Because you're really going up 12 levels, it doesn't really matter if Legion mobs change to your level. It's not the same kind of journey. We will still list it on our site. It's just not going to be up on any of our main pages. You still have to qualify for killing blows, which means you have to land 75% of the killing blows for your tune. And to be honest, this will not be able to happen if you are able to successfully Demon Hunter zone, because you have no weapons and no gear, you're basically relying on NPCs and other players to kill things for you. So once you're out of that zone, then you are going to be forced to go to other zones and kill things that are at level so you can get your killing blows. The Broken Shore scenario is also now up, so you can run that on either Horde or Alliance, and you can see all the stuff there. We won't talk about what actually happens in there, but it is available. As we've discussed before, the scenario, you are allowed to skip it. If you have the option, you can use it. You don't have to. I've heard reports of people not being able to find the option to skip it. From what I understand, you have to complete the entire quest line. So that means you need to go speak to the king or the war chief at the end of the scenario, and then you should then have the option on other characters. If you do not have the option to skip the scenario, you can queue for it, but I would really advise you to hang back at the rear of your group and let everybody else do the fighting for you. Okay, and we are also getting into Legion invasions. So basically, this applies to any character that is between the levels of 10 and 100. So pretty much any tune. Basically, there are six areas around the Eastern Kingdoms and Kalimdor that will be under invasion. And those zones are Azshara, Tanaris, Northern Barrens, Hillsbrad Foothills, Dunmorog, and Westfall. So if you are in any of those zones, I would suggest taking care. It should announce when there is an invasion about to start. If you don't want to be involved in it, get out fast. Basically, mobs will be at your level, which is okay. From what I actually understood, it was actually two levels higher than you. But from experience, actually, I can't remember. To be honest, I thought they were my level. I had a level 55 rogue in there, and I think they were all level 55. I think there was a couple that were 57. But basically, on any of your irons or bloodthirsty, I would advise you to hang out at the rear or just like get somewhere where there's nothing happening, because there was a couple times where you get killed in two or three shots. I was actually on a heirloom geared character, and in the final boss phase, I actually got one shot. So that's a thing. The other thing that we just found out is that the invasion, each phase of it gives you experience. And I think all that you have to do is just be there. So if you can be there and survive, from what I tested, you should get 1.58 levels per invasion. So I went from level 55.03 to 56.61. You don't get lots of XP for actually killing any of the mobs. However, you do get tons of XP for each phase of that invasion, and there's four of them. So, and from what I know, you don't have to do anything. I think you just have to be alive. Actually, even then, I don't think you need to be alive, but then that defeats the purpose of being on a challenger. And the final thing that got added is called Dark Whispers. Basically, this allows you to accept powers and do all kinds of things. One of these things is called Turn Ally. If you turn ally on anybody, this is going to make you hostile to everybody, and you can be attacked, and I believe you can be killed. If you are able to successfully turn ally on, I believe, nine other tunes, you're going to be turned into a Dreadlord, at which point you can attack and kill anybody. Thanks to Saya for that piece. So as far as we know, this is applicable only to Orgrimmar and Stormwind. It does mean, though, that when you're on your iron in those cities, you could be attacked and you could be killed. And it's not a PvP thing. You don't get flagged. It's just, there's a mob in the city that is going to kill you. So this is very similar to the ghoul plague that happened during the Lich King. I remember a lot of people didn't really like it because it was forced PvP. In this case, it's not forced PvP. It is having mobs running around your capitals. So you are not being flagged. You're just being attacked by other stuff. I would advise you to not hang out even at Ironforge or anything like that. Go hang out in lesser known or lesser used inns. that would probably be a safer bet. Other than that, I think that's all that I know about it. I was hanging around a city waiting for it to happen to me. It never happened to me. So all that I have are videos of other people trying to do it and other people's anecdotes. So we'll eventually find out more. But in the meantime, I would definitely not hang out at any capital at all. It's safer to not go in any of the Legion zones at all. Unless you really want that XP. I know it's nice to have an extra 1.5 levels to do by doing nothing. But you might get a mob spawning right near you, and it's going to be at level or maybe 2 levels higher, and you might be okay because you now have a spec and stuff, but is it worth the risk? That's up to you. Okay, we are now going to get into the state of the challengers. So I think I've got my report working, sort of. We're going to start with the irons. We'll start with Coldy, hits level 62. 8 hits level 66. Ashtaroid hits level 71. Dies brutally, hits level 72. Iron Nubis hits level 75. Catster hits level 81. Awain hits level 86. Bikini Babe dies at level 91. Ilona hits level 93. And Never Died H hits level 99. For the Bloodthirsties, we have Nier, but it's actually translated into Pug from Serbian, thanks to Google Translate. This character died at level 20. Abold hits level 21. Thirstan hits level 22. Griffly dies at level 22. Vungelfufen hits level 23. Eversmash hits level 33. Soulfully hits level 47. Vadim hits level 56. Never Died Blood hits level 64. And Vaisana hits level 68. For the pacifist, I messed it up. So we will have a new pacifist list for next week. I apologize. I messed up the report, and I definitely would not be able to know who leveled what and all that jazz. I mean, I guess I could go find out if I did some fancy footwork, but it would take me hours. So we're just going to leave this one as is, and we'll get back to it next week. For everybody that's leveled up, congrats, and for everybody that's died, I'm sorry. And this is the segment of the show where it's called Chit Chat. Basically, you can ask us anything, questions, share your tips or tricks, or warn people about disastrous areas or quests or anything like that. We got an email this week from Rambeard. I was looking to do a Demon Hunter Iron Man challenge, and I'd like to know a bit about the ins and outs of the rules concerning Demon Hunters. Mainly the fact that you pretty much cannot get through the intro questline without gear, and there not being any way to get white items before you have to fight. How will the challenge go about this? Thanks in advance, Rambeard. So it is difficult to do the intro without gear, but it's not impossible. So basically, you have to rely on the NPCs to kill things for you. You have to, well, first off, you have to take off all of your green gear, and if you get any blue gear due to quest rewards, you cannot equip them. You will get 2 war glaives that will be auto equipped. You have to remove those immediately. After that, like I said, you have to rely on folks to help you kill things. So now with Legion, you are able to have up to 5 characters tag a mob before it dies, and they all get credit for it. So you can get through the intro, you just have to be very wise in how you play your tune. That being said, when you get out of the starting zone, you are going to be under the killing blow percentage, guaranteed. You just cannot meet that without having gear equipped. You just can't. So what I would suggest is that once you're out, go find some things that are at level and kill them. You won't be getting credit, like I said before. You won't be getting, not credit, is more, you won't be getting all the fanfare that you normally would if you were to level up a priest, a warlock or something, a regular class. Because really you're only going from 98 to 110, and even then right now you're not even going up to 110. So I've got the code set up to not consider any demon hunters hitting level 100 as Iron Victors. So I am completely ignoring them because they're a hero class and we're just going to track them for giggles. So I hope that answers your question. Good luck in there. Play wisely, and hopefully we'll see other people able to make it out. I know that Margathon was working on one, and he said he was able to get his out. And the only issue that he had was the killing blows now. So once he fixes that, he'll be able to list the character on the website. So thanks for the email. If you have emails or anything else like that, tips or tricks, and you want to let us know, or even if you want to send us an email on the progress of your character, we're completely open to that too. If you want to send us a voicemail, you can do so. Please keep it under 5 minutes and don't have any profanity in there or anything like that, because otherwise I'm going to have to bleep it and it's going to give me more work, and then I'm going to be cranky stone, and that's not a good stone. Yay! So we're going to wrap up the show. Our next show will be live. It's Saturday, August the 20th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, which is Sunday, August the 21st at 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Time or 1 a.m. Central European Time. We will be joined by a guest. Asheo will be joining us. He will be our last guest before we get into the 1 year anniversary episode, which will be on Saturday, August the 27th. Holy moly. You can find the WoW Challenges website at wowchallenges.com. You can also contact the show by email by sending an email to podcast@wowchallenges.com. That will be sent to both myself and Lita. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/WoW Challenges. And you can also check out our live shows. I upload them to the YouTubes. You can find them at youtube.com/WoW Challenges 1. That's the number 1. And you can come check us out live at twitch.tv/WoW Challenges. We typically go once a week on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern. And the only reason why we didn't do it this week was because it's my anniversary with my wife. You can find me, Stone, on Twitter, at WoW Challenges. So I talk about Iron Man stuff and pretty much anything, because I use that one Twitter account for everything that I use. So you can also find me on 2 other podcasts, Adventures in Azeroth and The Richter Scale. Adventures in Azeroth I co-host with Lita, where we just discuss our adventures in Azeroth. Just basically more WoW playing versus Iron Man, Bloodthirsty kind of stuff. And Richter Scale, we talk about pretty much anything Blizzard related. We usually go live on Sunday nights at 10 p.m., but I believe Richter has some scheduling things that he's doing. But you can check out some of the previous shows and how they make fun of me when I get drunk, because I usually drink on that show. You can find Lita on Twitter at Lita Wow. You can also find her on her own podcast, Behind the Avatar, where she interviews people in WoW, and we find out a little bit more about them. And also Adventures in Azeroth, which I already talked about, and Geektopia, where she talks about geeky stuff with Ben and Steve, I believe. So I also wanted to give a big thank you to Mark Conan for creating our awesome intro. Every time I hear it, man, I still smile. And it's been a year. So you can find him on Twitter at Mark Conan Wow. And he's also a co-host of Torrent Think Tank with Jules. I believe they go live. They have a live show on Twitch on Thursdays, I'm going to say at 9 p.m. Eastern. So that's going to be the end of our show. And we'll see you live next week. See you later.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2016 WoWChallenges.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.